This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
From what day you may find out, certain people not like me. Everyone got a spagat thing now. Makes true me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now. No matter how hard them a spite me, me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it like Nike. 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 Them one poison me, throw me thing up. Pass me and them girlfriend a link up.
Hello.
Dark way you did that when they think tough. No food, clean water for drink up. Now me and the dog, them a link up. Big truck, 20 inch rim, just a spin up. The pioneer just a kicks up.
The Monday, December 18th edition of Talking Heads is on and popping. Your boy, Naughty, in your company right up until 6 p.m. And yes, we got lots to talk about today. You got lots to talk about. First of all, let me thank my good brethren, Earl the Perth, holding it down. Perry did a great job while I was gone. I had Perry was dropping people and all too, but I had people, Perry break out Edward Scissorhands and was slicing and dicing. I say, stop it, Perry. But you know, they were talking about it all. I say, everything cool. You in the chair, do as you see fit. You know? But big up to Perley for holding it down, man. Big up to everybody who inquired. And listen, y'all got to stop. I know over my career, I made some moves. There's always been better moves, career reinvention, always for the better for me and my family. But if I get a week or two off, man, y'all calm down. I ain't going nowhere. All right? I got you. But you know, at this time of year, I have a lot of comedy requirements for years. People book me for this time of year. They want the Bahamian guy, the Bahamian comedian. So I appreciate that. And you know, when you're dealing with things, you know, on a personal level, you know, I'm still doing a lot with my dad, you know, want to make sure he's good, especially this time of year. You got to do what you got to do. So I appreciate it, Pearly holding it down. I appreciate all the sponsors. Let me big them up too, boy. Boy, I miss modern producer doing these things, but now you got extra reading. Boy, you take those things for granted, boy. I tell you, boy. But I don't take my sponsors for granted. Couldn't do it without them. I got to big each and every one of you up each and every time. BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, the Deposit Insurance Corporation, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, Grand Bahama News, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild Comedy Club, Kelly's Home Center, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, Scotia Bank, Thompson Trading, Tropical Gyros, and, of course, the Water and Sewage Department. All right, so big up each and every one of you each and every time. All right, you know how to chime in. Phone lines are open, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259 in New Providence. Toll free in any one of the family islands, 242-300-5720, 242-300-5720. Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96, that's 422-4796. Stream us live, take us wherever you want to go, guardiantalkradio.com. That's guardiantalkradio.com. Cable channel 969, BTC Flow channel 612. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on for fresh news, smart talk all day. guardiantalkradio.com. All right, it's Guardian Talk Radio. That's how we do it. Boom. Let's go to the phone. I see somebody calling me already, so let's see who this is. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Good afternoon to you, Mr. Naughty.
Hey, what's going on, my brother?
All is well, sir. The last time I heard from you, it was at Dunkin' Donut when you had the Triple Crown, great Stefan Knows and
I'm glad that you followed me so closely. So if you know me so well, then you'll know I want you to please respect my privacy at this most very difficult time for me.
All right, sir. Yes, sir. Well, being a popular person like you, and you said you want to go and you want them to find new space in Georgetown. I'm a part of that now. I could block that if I want to.
They can find me space in Georgetown as long as it's close to Peace and Plenty. Are you all right? And I need to get some of that famous stew fish and boiled fish from right down in that area. I can't remember the name of the restaurant, but it's like two buildings down from Georgetown, from Peace and Plenty.
All right, so we will do that. We have one of the great skipper right here is listening to you.
Okay.
Uh, I don't know when he will win a race, but he is ready and listening to you.
He represents the Exuma crew, the Black Point crew, right?
Yeah, well, he represents Auckland's crew.
Oh, Auckland's? I didn't even know Auckland's had a crew.
We teaching them. They're learning. We teaching them. You know the Gibson? You know King Eric Gibson?
Of course.
We teaching them, but they're a very hard learner.
Nah, I tell you, I grew up very close to the King and Knights Club. When I was a young man, I knew the late King Eric very well. I used to see many
You probably know this young skipper. This is King Eric's nephew. He's listening to you.
Well, yes, but I mean, I know all of them know my grandpa, K.M. Thompson, from Miney the Laundry. They always used to stir the regatta stories back and forth because they was neighbors right across the road almost.
Boy, so, I haven't said that. I must admit that. I miss you. I have missed you, but and Pearly is ducking. But let me ask you this. I don't want to.
So Pearly ducking now and I'm ducking. Okay, I like that. You got Pearly in the ducking category.
Yeah, but you know me, duck too. But let me ask you this. I hope I'm not invading or disrespecting your privacy in terms of your protocol. Let me ask. Who is the best NFL team now? What's the best? The name of the best team in the NFL now as we speak?
Right now, after my Cowboys, you know, for lack of a better word, like what little babies do, you know, they nanny the bed. I got to say it's the San Francisco 49ers without a shadow of a doubt.
Can you say it again, bro?
The San Francisco 49ers.
Can you call the quarterback name?
Yeah, I'm Purdy.
Huh?
Purdy. He remind me just like Jeff Garcia. He reminds me of Jeff Garcia.
I'll call you back when Purdy reached.
Yeah.
After 5 o'clock.
Call him and give him his thanks. But thank you for calling and checking on me.
I speak that, and when the prophets speak, you and Purdy try to cut my throat.
I ain't trying to catch you, Trump. I got gone.
I can call back when Pearly comes. Tell that hypocrite, admit it, and confess that he sins.
Okay, but do you remember now you owe us an explanation for evolution, too? Now you ain't gonna duck out on that one. Remember that now? Prophet. I knew it was going to be like this. Boy, listen here. You see? Sheldon over there in that office. Call him and tell him if he want to get slapped in the back of his neck with a stapler, keep sending me stupid text messages. Tell him, just wait. We could be the Grinch to put a lump of coal and a lump of something else in they stalking. Just tap on the window and tell him keep that same energy. Keep that same energy. You see, as a matter of fact, I can deal with it right now. You see, Mr. Producer, tap on the window and tell Sheldon right now, I want him to get this voice note, okay? Sheldon, I want you to keep that same energy. Same energy. When you was talking out your neck last week because you choked against Tennessee, you ain't had nothing to say. Now you got plenty to say. You ain't got nothing to say. I can see you Saturday. And I will start the roasting after we beat you all. You know, it coming. It ain't going. It coming. But see, when my Cowboys do fool, you got even Dolphin fans. Like my good colleague next door, Dolphin fans, like Sheldon Longley, who remind me of beer bottles. Empty from the neck up. Always got something to say when the Cowboys lose. But anyway, go and sin no more. Tell him keep that same energy, okay, Mr. Producer? Same energy. He got the voice note, but doesn't play live on the air. Don't worry, I didn't put it in the chat group. Don't worry, I ain't handled that. Yeah, he's salty. Yeah, he's petty. You know what? Let's go to the break. Let's go to the break, because now we got the next petty caller coming. And I wanted to talk about the joys of Christmas, and it's better to give than to receive, and take care of the downtrodden, and joy to the world. And you're turning me into the Grinch. You are really turning me into the Grinch. But anyway, Mike McCarthy really turned me into the Grinch yesterday, but you're just finalizing it. So let's go to the break. And let me talk to this caller, because I know I might put a Pearly and cut somebody. Anyway, who's this? Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9. Oh, you know you was going to get cut. That was Sheldon, eh? Come, keep that same energy. Come, keep that. Boy, look here, you're getting out this week, eh? You're getting them out this week, eh? I done sent it for the group to hear, but everybody here now, listen here. There you was with all this energy last week when Tennessee gave you all some bad barbecue. Where you was last week?
Good day, Naughty. Good day, Bombers.
What's happening, Sheldon? All is good with you and the family. Happy holidays and all of that.
CMD, my brother.
Now, this Dolphin Cowboy week. So,
come on, Naughty, mate. There we go. Dolphins are running over.
I don't know. Last week, all I could see was hair down.
I missed what you said.
And all we heard was it in the chat group. I sent it via the chat group.
Yeah,
it's live.
I listened to it.
Go play it back. Yeah, but all last week we could hear.
You know we don't go nowhere, Mom. We
yeah, but you were tapping away. You was minding your business. Your head was down. You was doing your thing.
That's because we focus on these games.
I wish you were good yesterday. Now you ask me who got the number one score in offense. It ain't us no more.
Because you was the one who was bragging, but a couple of weeks ago.
It ain't us no more, okay?
Okay, well, all right. What was it? Which team is it?
Musi, y'all.
Musi? You know who it is.
Maybe the 49ers.
You know who it is.
But listen, y'all got all this prettiness. You know, you need to write, but the league trying to do to you.
Man, look, only one.
We see that so properly trying to write.
Only one thing we write right now. That's injuries. Once we can get healthy, we fear no opponent.
Anyway, I can tell you this right now. Your offensive line's still a little bang up, right?
It is. It is.
I just want to know.
That's a major concern.
You know Mike got upset after last night. I just letting you know that. Mike is extremely pissed off.
Well, notice what Buffalo did. They ran the ball straight at him. You know, and I think that's one thing we've been doing all year. We've been top five and running offense all year.
Yeah, but here's the deal with that. Unlike other teams with you all, right? Here's where I think you might be a little strained away because there's no way you could run it all day with Waddle and potentially a return attack.
We're going to run it all day.
You had to throw that ball at some point.
But we've still been top five running offense all
year. I won't take that from you. I thought you were the number one offense, as a matter of fact, running offense in the league. Most of it with 20
we
touchdowns.
We were for a little while, and then we got passed by Baltimore. Baltimore been running offense for most of the season, top running offense for most of the season.
I think it's going to be a great game, to tell you the truth.
It should be. It should be. Looking forward
because
to it.
If I know my Cowboys after a loss, they always come with their game, regardless where road or home. So they could be up for the challenge.
Well, the thing about it, it's a big game for both teams. Because we can't afford to lose, because, I mean, we would lose it on the number one seed.
I'm reserved for the Cowboys. Look, if you want to win, you got to exercise your demons. Our demons this year is we can't win on the road. So you know what? You want to win it? Prove it to the world. Go as a 15
and win it. And our demons is we can't beat a plus 500 team.
So there you go. Here it is. Last time I checked, we was pretty plus on the 500. We still 6 games over 500. But I think it's going to be exciting. My thing about it is, how split in your opinion is New Providence? I mean, I didn't know yet. I mean, I got some Cowboy fans coming out of Woodrush I didn't know about.
Cowboy fans everywhere, man. That's the second second largest group in Nassau.
But there are only few of us like crazy like me who will actually rep hard for them. These others that pop and I was like, I didn't know. Yeah, I used to do it from the sideline though, because
I don't know. I must have been bucking up into the crazy ones because they'd pop up all over my Facebook.
That's good. Yeah, see? Well, probably because I tell them.
They always got something to say.
Facebook.
But I've been telling them all along, man, just wait for Christmas Eve. Just wait. Just be patient. Just like Stephen A. say, just be patient.
All right.
It's going to happen.
I was going to do some holiday stuff after the break, and this will be a perfect way to go to the break. All right? I wish you luck this week. We can talk. We can talk all this week. And you know, Pearly coming in, so we really can talk.
I know. I got to catch Pearly when he come in.
But when we get to that, you could go to the break with this one, Mr. Producer. Christmas libation, Sheldon. Brewskis or eggnog?
I mean, the brewskis. Give me the brewskis.
Boy, see there, folks. That's what we finding out after the break. Brewskis or eggnog for Christmas libation? Which one do you rock the best? Which one is the behaving
state? I got to go with a grilled
brewskis my system. Or eggnog?
I got to go with a grilled my system. And if I drink the eggnog, that ain't agree too good with my system. So.
Man, I try mixing that eggnog with Jack Daniels. They give me the belly. I run it like Devin the Chain. I was saying, hey, let's go to the break. You can find out which is the number one holiday libation in the 242, beer or eggnog after this. Call in and let me know. Text me, let me know.
Naughty Johnny's Restaurant can only be described as the experience you want to recreate again and again and again. Their motto is simple food done well. You're welcome into their home at Naughty Johnny's, where you can dine on crack conch fritters, and other Bahamian favorites. There's also an international flair that's guaranteed to offer something for everyone. Enjoy a good meal and listen to live band on their patio Friday and Saturday nights, or brunch on Saturday and Sunday, only at Naughty Johnny's Restaurant in the Old Town Plaza, Old Fort. They're open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturday, and 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Sunday. Naughty Johnny's. Well, what did
this holiday season, come into John's for all your footwear and fashion needs, where we have women, men, and children covered for work, church, play, or the party in your life. Jewelry, handbags, and of course, gift cards in any amount make a great gift for friends and family. And there is our small appliance section. Need a new outfit for the season? Check out our John's Fast Fashion Clothing Stores. Our John's Carewear Store is the perfect gift shop for a nurse or anyone in healthcare. Come in store or shop online at johnshoes.com for same day delivery or free next day delivery. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas, Bahamas, from John's Shoes.
Jingle all the way around the world with Shell this Christmas. win $30,000 in prizes when you spend $20 in fuel at any Shell location now through January 5th. Enter now to win 2 round-trip tickets to the Miami Dolphins and Buffalo Bills game, or see the world with a $5,000 travel voucher. Weekly winners will be selected to win thousands of dollars in free fuel, grocery, and many more fabulous prizes. Fuel up and get your receipt for a chance to win with Shell now through January 5th, 2024.
You've tried everything. ASUS with your mother's cousin's sister's auntie, and even hiding your money under your mattress. But is your money safe? Your Bahamian dollar deposit in a member bank or credit union is insured up to $50,000. If anything happens, your deposit up to the insured value will be returned to you thanks to Deposit Insurance. Visit Deposit Insurance Corporation at www.dic.bs.
Protection for your money guaranteed with DIC.
Just like every Christmas, let KFC bring all your favorite family members together at the table with you, the essential one, the one bringing the chicken. Get that fried chicken holiday vibe with a juicy festive big box loaded with 2 pieces of your favorite fried chicken, 4 pieces of our real nuggets of 100% white meat, fries, a biscuit, corn, a delectable strawberry parfait, and a medium soda. Make your Christmas unique with the taste of KFC.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I thought it was going to be the Dolphins and the Cowboys that set you all off, but my God, this eggnog bear thing is a real situation. Not since, you know, raisins and coleslaw being an abomination and from the depths of hell, because raisins have no place in coleslaw. We had such a candid debate on Bahamiana. Wow, let me check the text lines. Naughty, welcome back. Pretty did a good job. He put it on Anton. All right. Anton probably tried to put it on him too. Hey, JJ, listen, man, JJ, listen. You could call and talk about my beating. The Cowboys took beating. The Cowboys took all kind of beating. But listen, we got to coordinate a spot. I got those brewskis for you, man, JJ. I got to get you your brewskis. I know when I ask you brewskis or eggnog, JJ will say eggnog, a brewski every time of the day. There ain't be no eggnog for JJ. So JJ, you got to thank me, man. All right, we got to coordinate, or I can leave them here at the Guardian for you. Naughty Dolphin fans are like Junkanoo fans. Days go with you as long as you win him, bro. No, I can't say that. The Dolphins are some resilient, long-suffering fans. Almost to the point where we call them conk. Borderline conk. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I can't let you do them like that. They loyal and resilient, babe. They love bad treatment. Almost as much as us Cowboy fans. Naughty, everyone knows eggnog is the Christmas drink. I don't know what these brer fellas talking about. Naughty, eggnog during the Christmas is okay, but only for first grade drinkers. Bailey's and cognac is a choice for the cocktailers. Yes, Jedi Master, go and spread the word. That is a veteran cocktailer right there. That is a veteran libation, you know, connoisseur right there. That's what I'm talking about. Bailey's and cognac. Yeah, boy. A Bailey's Brandy and Cream will work. Yes, indeed. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Hey, little bud, how you doing?
Hey, what's going on, Double J?
I'm great, man. I don't want to embarrass you on your show today because I can leave that with you in the chat group. You know, I'm feeling they ain't too good.
No, listen. They just run on now, okay, when the Cowboys lose. But guess what? When Thursday night come, I could be talking all over again, all right, JJ?
Yeah, man, yeah.
You know, but we got to coordinate on these brewskis, man, because I can't drink all these Budweiser.
Man, let me tell you something, but you know, I was a bear, man, I think 8 or 9 bucks a day, and you can hardly find them now.
And you ain't no eggnog man for the Christmas, right? It's no brewskis, right?
No way, I had a drink they don't go.
Now, see, you talking something totally different. And Coke with a twist of lime.
Okay, I can link you later.
All right, big link up, JJ. Always good to hear from you, man. Yeah, man. JJ brought up the old official Waterloo cocktail from back in the age. And you and Coke with a twist of lime. Boy, and Yale and Coke. But next time Eddie Carter here on this show, we got to talk. If you want to talk, and Yale and Coke? Boy, listen to me. I can tell a story. But Eddie got to be here. That involves our good friend, the late, great Brian Arner, and the Zoo Nightclub. Oh, God. Yes, and in Yale and Coke. About 200 of them, and I can leave the chest like that. Hey! Wee! But yeah, what is your Christmas drink? What is your Christmas drink? What is your Christmas drink, folks? Naughty, I agree with you. Dolphin fans love abuse. Yeah, all kind of Raven fans popping up now. All kind of Raven fans popping up. I only know but three. My oldest son, my homeboy, Dawn, and I think it was only them two. Now you got all kind of Sock Nation people popping up talking about the Ravens, but I want you to rap for the Ravens as hard as you rap for Sock. I was putting on show last night. Putting on show. How you like the Ravens and the Chiefs? There can only be one. There can only be one. Yes, text, I have multiple issues. The Cowboys got beat 31-10. And it spurred multiple issues. I hear trying to talk Christmas and you see what I did in it, right? What you need to tell me, text, is it eggnog or is it brewski for you? That's what I want to know. Mr. Producer, what it is for you, brewski or eggnog? You need some in the eggnog, though. Yeah, you with the veteran cocktail. You need some brandy in that. Yeah, or some cognac. I tell you. Well, listen, I think right now it's kind of tied, brewskis and eggnog, so we trying to split it. Okay, welcome back, Naughty. Good to hear that laugh. Hey, glad to be here laughing for you to enjoy. I appreciate it. The checkbook is now in New York. Welcome, Gin and Tonic. Where's the doctor from KC? Naughty, I'm a 30-year Raiders fan, bro. Guinness or nothing. Yeah, but by the case. For you all Raiders fans, you all brethrens. And y'all like us Cowboys, long-suffering too, yeah, boy. I could see Raider fans drinking Guinness. The bottle matched the uniform almost. I'm good to go. All right. On a separate note, I want to ask this. And I'm trying to keep it positive, but I feel like if we talk about this, we could have a more positive outcome for the new year. How many of y'all ever been on a flight from Florida, regardless of the airline, coming from Miami or Lauderdale especially, when you see one of our own, one of our Bahamians, and you know he's Bahamian Malawi, you can tell us, right? But man, Mr. Producer, why in 2023 do we still have some Bahamians to believe a full suitcase is a carry-on bag and could fit in the compartment, or a cooler could fit in the overhead compartment? Or a tire or a carburetor could fit in the overhead compartment. No, man, come on, man. Listen, it's 2023, going to 2024. You all don't know what cargo is yet? And why you all just do it? And then you all just have audacity as you all doing it to turn around and say things on the plane like, hold on 1 second, I can get this done right now. And everybody know from the accident and use vehement. Plenty us trying to put the Bahamas to the world in a good light. And you all come right here on a daily basis on these flights, man. And try to put a refrigerator in the overhead compartment. Why are we still trying to do that? Somebody call me and explain to me. Make it make sense to me, man. That don't embarrass some of you when you see it? You know it bothers me when you feel embarrassed for the people and they don't even feel embarrassed, but you feel embarrassed for them. Jesus. All right. Man, we ain't got to ask what Sparky drink is. Sparky drink is the brown bottles. So yeah, he's mixed the eggnog with the brown bottle. That's how it just rolled. Naughty, that's their first time traveling. No, man. It can't be their first time traveling. Oh, Naughty, the drink of the Christmas is Kendall Jackson Merlot. Okay, well, if you use the wine, I mean, you was a wine lover. Enjoy your Kendall Jackson Merlot. When I first saw Kendall Jackson, I thought I was a hospital. But anyway, that's Jackson Memorial. Never mind. Maybe I've had some Merlot. Okay. Now, Naughty, what's even more embarrassing is when you have Bahamian travelers wearing Uggs trying to shove the suitcase that can't fit in the overhead compartment in the overhead compartment. Oh, Lord. What happened to the Uggs? You got issues with Uggs? What's going on with that? Out of nowhere, a random attack on the Uggs? Hi, Naughty. It's good to have you back. Pearly has everybody in check, bro, but no one does it like the Naughty one. Take you. Thank you, man. I appreciate you all, and I appreciate Pearly, too, man. Always does a good job holding it down. You know? That's my buddy right there. That's my good brethren. And you guys, like I always claim, are the biggest and best, you know, listenership and audience there is, man. Y'all have followed me everywhere, and I greatly appreciate you in all my incarnations. But yes, I was wondering that. And then sometimes you're sitting there, and people looking at you like, what? Especially the tourists, like, excuse me, sir, you seem to be Bahamanese. Can you be the Bahamanese whisperer and tell that person that the bag's not going to fit in the overhead compartment and it could be a safety violation and a safety violation regulation? And it... Yeah, babe. Naughty, great show as usual. As expensive as these Christmas trees are the Christmas tree drink will be tap water. Ooh, ouch, stop it. Listen. I am not trying to take away from the Christmas tree salesman. Did many remotes for the Christmas tree salesman in my career. Was a firm purchaser of Christmas trees for the fresh scent and everything. But buddy, decided to do it enough. And we got one that's going to last for many years. My wife did an awesome job with it. It's absolutely beautiful. You can't tell it's not real. And I'll tell you, got it from Kelly's. I ain't going to lie. Pick up the Kelly's, man. right from Kelly's in the mall. And you can't tell this tree is not real. And you know me. I'm full of crap when the Cowboys getting beat. People come by to drop off Christmas. Oh, my God, your tree's so beautiful. Oh, my goodness. I say, yes, boy, MJ did an awesome job with that tree. And smell it. It smells so fresh, eh? One time I got the pine spray on it to make it smell just like spruce. Yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? So all 10 foot of this tree is just like absolutely beautiful. And I really, you know, y'all know I love my MJ to pieces. But boy, I tell you, she broke out all on my late mother, Lord bless her dad, and my late aunt's Christmas decoration. If anybody know my mummy and Tia, that was that kind of yeah boy. From the Christmas cookies to the Christmas cutlery to the Christmas dishes to the Christmas candies to the Christmas cookies to the Christmas decorations to the Christmas lights to the Christmas... And it's awesome. I had an awesome sense of Christmas this year. From early, the tree was up. Definitely a beautiful look. My wife did an awesome job at it. I just can't wait to see all the presents they got under the tree for me. Yeah. Don't do it, man. Don't do it. Don't... I can't repeat it, but okay. The price is that high, man. Comparable to purchasing companionship. That's how high the tree prices are. Oh, what's going on? Naughty, I think why people have an issue with Uggs is not cold enough in the Bahamas for Bahamians to wear Uggs. Now stop it, Dexter. You know different. You know the first 71 degree day we have dudes is be breaking out their balaclava, their hoodie, their tumbler, their gloves, and bundle right down. This time, by the time they walk to the bus stop, they didn't lose 5 pounds and pass out from dehydration. But that's a different story. It seemed to be called being a bundle down. So, come on now. You know they're rocking the Uggs. Buy the Christmas tree clippings. It's much cheaper. Hey, what kind of tree you got? Why are you learning something new every day here today on this one? Every day you learn something new. Oh, Naughty, what you do is you get the artificial tree. We have artificial tree, but you add the clippings to it. Okay. All right. Now I got you. And right back at you with that advice. I appreciate you. Yes, indeed. Naughty, I went to SAC. That's why I know what to do with the Clippins. I'll tell you what to do with the Clippins and what to do at SAC, too. You keep pushing it now. Now, don't go there. Hey, Naughty, the Dolphin Committee, the Dolphins committed the cardinal sin. They had a perfect season. They would never see another Super Bowl. I don't know what else, but yeah, boy, that might be the case. Yeah. What sin the Cowboys committed? It's been a minute, too. But listen, I'm glad y'all chiming in and glad to know, you know, y'all having a good Christmas so far. And this week, I'll be honest with you. I'm really trying to keep it light, really trying to keep it fluffy. It is the Christmas season, all right? Everybody should stop for a second and take in the reason, the real reason for the season. The Christmas trees are nice. The presents are nice. The gifts are nice. The libations are nice. The cocktails are nice. The parties are nice. The office parties are nice. Boy, I hear thirsty, eh, Mr. Producer? Boy, look here. Big luncheon on Thursday. They ain't seen me in a while around here. I come in with beer bottle and industrial foil. I toting everything. Poor God. They ain't gonna be ready for that. I coming in like a quiet storm. But yeah, I'm trying to, you know, keep it all things Christmas this week, man. The light stuff, the happy stuff, the fun stuff. Like, you know, tomorrow we're gonna talk about what is the best Christmas movie. And I got two dynamite options for you to vote on. But I won't tell you now. Up there. But I guarantee you both of them you all know and both of them you all have seen. Naughty, what will they do with the expensive Christmas trees when they don't sell them? That's a good question I got to ask. Naughty, I think I'll start growing Christmas trees. No, don't start growing Christmas trees. See if you got a license for cannabis cultivation. I hear they could be giving some of them out. Grow a different kind of trees. Grow a cash crop. I'll partner with you. Let's make some money. Okay, that tree is not for you, bro. That's a over the hill. Okay, I don't know which tree you're talking about. But anyhow. Okay, best Christmas movies, Home Alone and Elf. No, but guess what, Dexter? You're halfway there. Home Alone will be one of the movies that I'm putting up to battle tomorrow in best Christmas movie of all time. The other one, when I mention it tomorrow, you will definitely agree that it's right up there too. And I'd suggest that you don't get a Red Rifle repeater air gun because you could take an eye out. And I'm going to leave it just like that. And if you know anything about Christmas movies, text to them, boom. Yeah, Elf is up there too, but nah, buddy. Home Alone. And the one I can drop on you tomorrow, y'all can do battle on that one. I promise you, I can take up the whole first hour of the show. But looks like we got a deadlock between beer and eggnog. Not surprising. I think it's a testimony to the amount of people that actually love to drink beer. And then seasonal people love eggnog. They really, really love their eggnog. Can't tell you where to lie. And you know what else people love too? 12 Days of Christmas. I got to remind you, man, don't forget, Fine Thread's still doing it to you. All right? And they got the 12 Days of Christmas going on. And today, you know, like I say, both locations open until 6 p.m. Top of Hill, Mackey Street, and out there at the Southwest Shopping Plaza. You get $10 off button-down shirts, all casual button-down shirts, $10 off. And they got a wide selection for you when it comes to stocking stuffers, all right, with all their accessories, socks, tie tacks, cufflinks, neckties, bow ties, suspenders. They got great packages like that too, man. Oh, Lord. Naughty, eggnog tastes bad. I can't wait for the fruitcake. Fruitcake, we talking about fruitcakes on Wednesday. Wednesday, we dedicating the show to fruitcakes. We talking about all your favorite fruitcakes on Wednesday. And please, when I say fruitcakes, we talking about the food fruitcake. I know some people might pop to mind when I say fruit cakes. No, we ain't want to hear about them. We want to hear about the cakes. Because I know there's some of y'all mind gone right now. See, one text attack. I knew it. One done text me already. I ain't even going to read it, Mr. Producer. But you know, you see what they trying to do, right? This the Christmas season. You will not jinx me into that. You will not jinx me into that. But Wednesday, yes. Wednesday it is. We will talk about fruitcakes on Wednesday, and then Thursday, we can figure out who the king of the table really is. Is it he? And you know what? I want to thank management for my arm and my turkey. I appreciate it. I really do. And then Friday, we'll figure it out. Because Friday, y'all may get a replay, I ain't gonna lie. Y'all may get a replay Friday, and you know what I mean? Naughty and Pretty done started. I'm Mr. Producer, we done started early. And I gotta go figure out which team, which Junkanoo team, which Junkanoo group I'm gonna pull for this year. Because I'm being heavily recruited by the Sting. Okay? Heavily recruited by the Sting. The Valley making a comeback, and some of them told me I should make a comeback with them. And you know the Roots and family, they've been there, got friends on both sides there. But I looking for new Junkanoo group. Peter Macaroni Gilchrist, gone, Lord bless the dead. So I'm no longer Saxon. And we discussed last week what I see in some of them parade. No, that ain't my kind of Saxon. So please, tell me. We can discuss Junkanoo too. Tell me who I should put for, who I should roll with. I feel I should roll with the Sting. Because the Sting, somebody text me right now saying, Naughty roll with the Sting. They got beer and eggnog. I like it. Naughty, too much eggnog give you the belly. Make you run up and down too much. Beer is good for you. Drink beer. Naughty is a successful business in the USA that grows Christmas trees in pots and rents the live trees just for the holidays. That's brilliant. That's a great idea. No, that really is a good idea. Any data on how much they actually rent? Obviously, it's worth their while, eh? It's good stuff right there. Thank you for that heads up there, Texter. Naughty, you know your listeners well. I was just about to bust one. Yeah, I know how you're going to go. That's what, stop. I know you are. And then if y'all don't bust it, y'all just try send me the thing to jinx me to bust it because you know sometimes I will. But not today. My Naughty, you spot on with both of those Christmas movies. There's no topping them. Speaking of ham and turkey, though, that's a tough one, provided they're prepared the right way. Well, we can talk about that on Thursday, and that goes with preparation, too. Because you put too much glaze on the ham, that could ruin it. Some people like stick pineapple and thing on the ham. You can't put pineapple and cherry on the ham. You're trying to make fruitcake. Anyway, Mr. Producer, we going to the break and then to the news? All right, we're going to the break and then to the news, and we'll pick it up in the 5 o'clock hour. And we'll be talking sports. Pearly will be in the building. And I will field you low-down, dirty cowboy haters coming up. Because I know y'all coming. I can hear y'all scratching at the window like zombies in Living Dead. So we'll deal with y'all in a minute. But we're going to take a break. And me and Mr. Producer are going to taste the beer and the eggnog and figure out which one we put on right after the news.
Just like every Christmas, let KFC bring all your fave together at the table with you as the essential one. The one bringing the chicken. Enjoy a KFC festive bucket packed with 8 pieces of golden fried chicken, family fries, 4 buttery biscuits, and a half gallon Pepsi in a free reusable beverage bag. Available for a limited time, the reusable drink bags are perfect for your future festive feasts. Make your Christmas unique with the taste of KFC.
Cashmas time, here we go. Percy's doing it big this year. Cashmas time with extra cheer. 12 days of merry winnings from your friends at Island Bay. Friends we trust, hey, we know. Cashmas time, here we go. Prizes and lots of dough. This Christmas, come catch a lick. Put 20 on your account, quick. And you can win some awesome stuff at Percy's Island Bay.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home, more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News Sales Representative Kavandre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
Holiday lattes at Dunkin' are wrapped in cheer. Our peppermint mocha latte features a blend of mocha and peppermint, topped with whipped cream, mocha drizzle, and a dusting of hot chocolate powder. The toasted white chocolate latte with notes of white chocolate is topped with whipped cream, caramel drizzle, and cinnamon sugar. And the toffee nut latte combines the flavors of buttery toffee and toasted nut flavors, topped with whipped caramel drizzle. The holidays run on Dunkin'.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
We're back at you on the Monday, December 18th edition of Talking Heads, all brought to you, of course, by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, the Deposit Insurance Corporation, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, Grand Bahama News, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, Kelly's Home Center, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, Scotia Bank, Thompson Trading, Tropical Gyros, and the Water and Sewage Department. Well, into the 5 o'clock hour. We got Pearly zoomed in.
Want to end the house?
Boy, Pearly, first and foremost, I appreciate you holding it down for me all last week like you did, as always.
Yeah, you had a good time.
You know, mi casa es tu casa. You always have the keys to the Millennium Falcon, and you can fly it whenever. So I appreciate you as always. And
no problem.
And like I say, we back into the 5 o'clock hour. Pearly, you know, I know what you gonna get at. So I'm just gonna say, you last week, me this week, boy, it has no owner. And like you had issues with your squad a couple of weeks ago with some of the things they needed to do. I got issues with my boys, a couple of things they need to do. And at the end of the day, if you can't make quality in-game adjustments, you're gonna lose football games like that every single time.
But you know, in the words of Naughty, you literally got punched in the nose.
Yeah, but we got punched in the nose and the mouth, and kicking the bungee on the way out the door.
Kicked in the groin, everything.
But Pearly, it has no one. And when you beat up on people like we do, and we've beat up on some people, it comes back to you at some point. It is what it is.
But you know, in this NFL season, there's no clear cut person that you can say, hey, be pretty certain they can make it to the Super Bowl.
Nope. Everybody got the divisions. Mm-hmm. Now, 49er fans will jump up today and say it's us. But remember the last time they said it's us?
Out of all the teams, they probably, right now, if you look at them, have the best opportunity.
So, yeah. Now, I see the phone ringing. So, 10-1, this mystery Dolphin. So, let me get
this. But
that's
before you get to mystery. Let's say this piece. Let Debo go down, and you will see a totally different 49ers team, and remember that.
Not even okay. Debo. Trent Williams, I think, is the more important piece to that.
No, I think Debo more than that. I think they could get away if everybody else then Trent is down, but not if Debo goes.
All right, let's go to the phone lines and see who this is. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Good afternoon. Mr. Pearly, how are you, sir?
Oh, hey, Pearly, this is yours. I took my piece from the prophet earlier, Lord. He calling for you now, so come take yours.
Yes, sir. There's a saying that this is the day that the Lord has made, and we all will rejoice and be glad in it, sir.
Amen.
There's also a saying, God may go shit. But anyhow, let's go ahead.
Running from ugly all the time. Pearly don't like the truth.
Okay.
I asked him a question with Grand Mahama a couple of weeks back. He break off running. I asked him about the 49ers. He break off running, and I'm a Dolphin. I asked him a question of Grand Mahama, where he from. He break off running. But the truth will reveal itself. Pearly?
Okay.
Pearly, what's the name of the best team in the NFL right now?
The team with the best record in the NFL right now?
I said, what's the best team in the NFL right now in football? What's the name of the team?
What I was saying earlier, and I will hold on to what I was saying.
Pearly, Willie.
Just hear me. There's no clear cut team out there that we say right now we sure can be in the Super Bowl. If there is one team that can say that they probably at this time look like they have the best opportunity, that would be the 49ers. However, don't let Debo go down. Don't let somebody get hurt. You're all in problems.
Really?
Your depth is not that well.
No, Naughty, I am not a 49er. Naughty has said that question, and he come out all right, out of the gate, and he answered the question. The whole NFL is playing right now.
I like how you say, I save. I know the Lord Infinite.
But Pearly, the man is saying I'm saved because for equally as long as he's been asking me a new questions. I'm still waiting for his definition of evolution from 3 weeks ago.
when you all answer that question that I asked you all in Grand Bahama, I will answer yours. I asked the question twice.
I can't tell you I'm from Grand Bahama, but my in-laws in Grand Bahama, okay?
Okay. But
so you'd be surprised if I come look you up one day and say, see me here now? What you saying? What's the definition of evolution?
You have to look me up because I can get you straight because you only have over 3 more months before GT. That's your style.
Okay, that's true. Now, Pearly, we got to be nice because we're going to explore.
Yeah,
we got to get Pearly.
3 more months and I can block it if I wish.
Okay.
Now, Pearly, we can make it happen. We're going to drive down for some breadfish. Now, Pearly, come on now.
You're going to fellowship with the Triple Crown. You're going to fellowship with the great silent partner now, the newly B.O.B. winner. And the captain of that boat is direct from Africa. His name is Leslie Buzzy Roll.
Okay, Pearly,
I'll hang up now and listen to you.
All right, take care, brother. Pearly, we're getting recruited, you know. We're getting heavily recruited by Long Island. We get heavily recruited by Exuma. We got some Auckland boats too recruiting us now, too. Now, that's a good thing, you know. We could do the Regatta Circuit, you know. Eat, drink, and be merry all year long.
I love going to regattas. I love watching the sailing. I'm one of the few people who's really go to the regatta and watch the sailing.
I ain't gonna lie, that regatta, Monty, the best of the best. I see some boats and stuff, and I enjoy talking with the captains. But yeah, when that food was open up early, you know what I sent to? I sent to the food, and then to the bar. Say
when I first started going to regattas, I can be honest. This was in the very early 90s. I have no clue what regattas was about. So I used to go watch the races, but what I used to do was I used to go stand next to the sailors.
And ask them the first question. Any gals?
Just listen. All I do is listen to them. And by the time I finish spending one half hour listening to them, you can't tell me I don't know about sailing and talking about how pack.
Oh, Lord. You're an expert. You became a Colin Cowherd overnight, eh?
Yes.
Instantly.
But literally, I don't play sports, but I talk to athletes. The sailing barber was I call him my sailing mentor. I spent many a times talking with him and listening to regatta. So no man, I love him. Yes, let's do it. 2024 is our regatta. Yes, let's do it.
We need to make the circuit, man. I'm telling you.
I haven't done them in a while. I haven't been to regatta since pandemic and before pandemic. So I'm well overdue.
Wow.
I'm well overdue. And I'm telling you, Briley, Naughty Lucha Regatta, the National Family Island Regatta, Georgetown, the Long Island Regatta. I even went to the Bimini Regatta. I went to the Grand Bahama had one. Cat Island Regatta.
Be part of that, man.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
You know, but see, listen, this is the kind of stuff.
But I know, you see, I know we digress and you ran away from this. Let's go back.
Let's go back to this. And that's
going right back around. Turn the car back around.
And we got to, I'm going to run off to play, okay? They got out coached. They got out played. And it's a good wake-up call for what we're going to have to face in the playoffs. We're going to end up with the fifth seed. We're going to have to go on the road. So whether we like it or not, if we think we're a championship team, we have to do it the hard way because we had opportunity not to do it the hard way. We had to play on the road. That's just how it is.
I heard something very interesting today by Father Shannon. And he says, a lot of people talk about Dan Quinn's defenses, and credit to him, he has some excellent defenses, but they've exposed his weaknesses, and he called about 5 or 6 key playoff games. Baltimore, back against Tampa Bay, and some others back in the day when he was with other teams as well. Well, they exploited Dan Quinn's weaknesses, and that has been one of your weaknesses for the year. The run. You can't stop the run.
See, the thing about it is, The offense has done a good enough job protecting Dan Quinn in that light, meaning in most games we get up. So teams have to go away from the run and are forced to pass to get into the game, and that's when he unleashed Dallas Cowboys, which is the defensive line, and the corners and the secondary that make plays on the ball with the turnovers.
Yeah, go at the quarterback. You're good at playing from the front, but you're not good at playing from the back.
But until we have a, like my good friend Arvin Butler, longtime Cowboy fan, would say, a hog moly in the middle. Okay? A big nasty type like Russell Maryland was back in the day for the Cowboys, former UM product. That's we gotta address that.
Yeah, and we need a solid linebacker. I don't wanna say nothing, but and I'm pretty certain you're hoping, and you probably think that, and one of Dallas's thing is you've not lost two games in a row.
No. Stop. And I'm glad. And notice, Sheldon Longley now coming in. Your Dolphins just invading it now. But I just want to let the two of you know. I just caressed this one nugget on the table. The Cowboys lost, but the Cowboys in the last 12 games after a loss are 11-1. I can leave that just like that. Y'all do the math. Y'all read in between the lines. I ain't gonna say nothing but to a good game on Saturday in Miami. Now. I'm just saying. You're a man who talks about numbers and say numbers don't lie all the time, brother. Even when you told me that the number one offense, the numbers don't lie.
We're dealing with the president, man. We're dealing with the president.
All I'm saying is, after a loss, including this season, Cowboys are 11-1.
What's our record at home this year, buddy?
Say it again?
What's our record at home this year? We only lost one game at home, eh?
We have one loss at home. One.
Okay. Wrapping up 6-2 at home is not a bad record in the NFL, you know.
7-1
sounds better.
Yeah, but I like 6-2. Only one team could be perfect at home. That could be the Dallas Cowboys, which we are.
It should be a great game, man.
The thing about it is, after the season, you ain't gonna play no home games. That's your problem.
And that's what I said. Mm-hmm. And if Dallas wants to beat a team who they claim they are, because of the position they put themselves in, they're going to have to win on the road. Now, that remains to be seen if they can or can't, but that's the route they have to take.
Now, you can feel going on the road to 8-9 Tampa Bay team and losing the first round.
Now, Sheldon, you're pushing it. Sheldon.
You know, anything could happen in the playoffs.
Right, but see, that's where when I talk about Dolphin fans being empty from the neck up like that, but you and I both know that ain't happening.
It happened before,
but it ain't going to happen this lap, okay? And you know when the pick's time comes, you can pick Dallas right now for a round game.
Will that be against Baker Mayfield?
Yes, it will. I mean, that's how we're looking now, either them or the Saints.
I am hoping that it's Baker Mayfield. I will be there. I am praying it's in Tampa. I want it to be Baker. I want us to go there and see Baker play and win. I will be there.
But they're looking good right now. They're jamming right now.
Against who, Sheldon?
They're just going to Green Bay and beat the Packers. It ain't easy to go to Green Bay and win, you know. You know that.
Listen, you all change the narrative to non-winning teams. Boy, y'all can change up the narrative as it suits you.
Yes. You beat your division rival, Eagles, yes. But other than that, same thing.
Purdy, I like my chances on the road against anybody from the NFC South. And they mama included.
Like they'll probably be 8-9, so they'll be a team with a losing record. So, yeah, okay, I got you.
I can see how beating New Orleans, but it ain't going to be no easy game against Tampa Bay. I can tell you that.
What you mean it ain't going to be no easy game against Tampa Bay? Their offensive line is riddled with injuries. The defense got some injuries to it. That's a team right there.
And how much did that hold them back yesterday?
But who did they play yesterday?
They played Green Bay in Green Bay. It ain't easy to win at Lambeau Field.
Oh, God. And Green's feet out of the jaws of victory? What's say, Burley?
The team that everybody talking about is much improved and probably going to make it to playoffs, Green Bay Packers team.
Mm-hmm.
No, sir. Not after them two losses.
I mean, they're still in the fight.
Now, let me tell you the team you all need to watch out for. And especially your 49er fans. Them stinking, ugly, dirty Los Angeles Rams. You said it two weeks ago.
They're make the playoffs. They are a team that could go on in the first round.
But the
Niners can most likely get a bye. They're not most likely get the top seed.
Correct. But if the Rams end up as that lowest seed and they pull an upset in that first round, guess who goes to San Francisco?
Yeah, that's too much ifs, man. You got to get past the first round voice.
But one thing, when Naughty's making sound good, is make you start thinking serious.
Hold on, Sheldon. you look at the Philadelphia Eagles right now, and you look at the Los Angeles Rams, that is a great matchup in the first round.
It is.
That is a more solid matchup than people think.
It is. I ain't disputing that.
And the Rams let them get off the hook early in the year.
But I'm saying, why be worried about the Rams if they get a deal with the Eagles face? You see what I'm saying? They're going to get past
the Eagles. I feel they will.
You know, guarantee that they will, though.
You just said it's a playoffs. Anything could happen. Anything they could call happen. That touche in France.
Yeah.
So anyhow, if the Rams pull that upset, and me partially, guess what it means?
A healthy Rams team and a healthy Eagles team in Philly, the Rams traveling to the East Coast.
Hear what I'm
the
saying.
Rams winning that game in the playoffs?
Listen to me. I'm not worried about traveling, you know, because McVay's been there before. McVay's won road games in the playoffs. McVay's been to the Super Bowl. He's won a Super Bowl. He knows how to adjust. And while everybody was paying attention to other people, he wrote out the injury to Cooper Kupp. He reinvented the running game. The defense is still keeping him in games, and they play in his kind of football at the right time. So at the end of the day, you line up against Cooper Kupp, Puka Nacua, T.J. Abel, and Higbee, the tight end, with a clicking offense and no injuries to the line. And no injuries.
I'm not saying the Rams can't win the game. I believe they very much could.
Now, and the reason why I'm pushing for the Rams, that allows Dallas, if we win a first-round game, to bypass the championship game. So if he inevitably lose to the 49ers, at least it'll be the damn NFC championship game.
You're getting deep, really. You're getting deep.
Well, listen, I'm
looking for all scenarios.
So that I'd be like almost
convinced. Hey, there's a lot to think about when your team get beat 31-10 and you know it's over from the third quarter. There's a lot to think about.
I don't want people sleep on that Philly team, though, even though they haven't been looking as good lately.
Sean, I'll be honest with you.
I believe Philly is going to have the division wrapped up going into week 18. So they're going to be able to rest some of their players who they need to get back for that first round of playoffs.
Sure,
they're going to come into the playoffs strong, man.
I don't care.
It ain't easy to win in Philly.
I don't care how much rest they get. Dallas beat them at full strength and was robbed by the referees in Philly, clearly.
Yeah, they still won.
But it was clearly a robbery. But don't worry, that's a division game if we play Philadelphia. But let me tell you the undoing of the Eagles. The undoing of the Eagles is they missed their offensive coordinator. One went on.
This has been Naughty's story from before the season started.
But does it not look the case, Pearly? Does it not look where they have their breakdowns and their moments that the head Sirianni is not looking for Shane Steichen who's in Indianapolis?
They're having all of that. They're going to have an opportunity to rest some players. They're going to have an opportunity to regroup, and they can be ready for the playoffs.
No doubt.
Okay.
That's what's scary about them, because while they've been missing the offensive coordinator, they ain't missing that many players.
Yeah. But I got to see how they look tonight, too.
You shouldn't let too many Dolphins in your studio all at once.
Is Hurts playing tonight?
But anyway, let them know that the Rams ain't easy, and let them know this your boy JJ say so the Rams could be right there.
Tell JJ only one Dolphin in the studio. Next, I'm calling over the phone.
Yeah, it's still enough on the airbase. Yeah, get your point. Call Laker, JJ. Call Laker. So, I don't know the situation with Jalen Hurts, because Jalen Hurts, I don't know if they're keeping it to the breast right now for strategy or if he's actually sicker than people think, because he did not improve during his convalescence. He actually got worse. So it could be a case where they look at it tonight, not going against them winning division by the 18th, because they got a weaker schedule. I mean, they really got a soft schedule.
They do. I believe they were something.
They may bite the bullet and say, can we beat
the team? You got to fly in the seventh. That's
because
not
you
don't
want to be. And at the same token, they might feel that Mariota with a Geno Smith less Seattle Seahawks team, because it looks like Geno's not going to play tonight.
Yeah.
They could get it done. Or if they even drop this one, they're still tied with Dallas. They own the tie-breaking advantage against the Cowboys. They got two easy games left against the Giants and somebody else.
That's what I was looking at. They have a game.
Two against the Giants. They own the tiebreaker on us in every way, shape, or form, Pearly.
And that's why they rest
the tonight. Tiebreakers, y'all, are one thing and one thing only. The loss to Arizona.
But if we end up tied, Pearly, they will get it because of the conference record.
They will.
Because of the loss to Arizona that you guys have.
And they lost to the Jets, because even if we end up tied in the division with a division record, that conference tiebreaker, like you alluded to, because we lost to the Cardinals and they lost to the Jets, we'll have one more in-conference loss than them. Therefore, they get it. So that's why I'm preparing myself as a Cowboy. To that Cowboy Nation, no, we got to go on the road for this thing if we want it. And we got to be road warriors.
That's why they didn't do a wrestling tonight, because they have a game to play with.
Correct.
You see, they could manage to lose tonight.
Correct.
And still win their last three games and win the division.
So, in all kinds of, let's go to the phone lines, because by 9 FM, who's this?
Hi, Welcome back, Naughty One.
Okay, stop. Now, before you even get into it, I'm going to give you your moment. And I'm going to give you your moment.
Hold on, before you have the audacity to speak to me
in a condescending way, remember that. Let me just remind you, you have a bet that you still haven't paid.
I called you to welcome you back.
And I know when you full of sarcasm, when you call to, it's dripping. I live in sarcasm.
What are you afraid of? I didn't call to badmouth the cowboy.
No.
I called to welcome my boy back.
Thank you. And I'm reminding you as you welcome me back. And I thank you. You still have a debt to pay from two football seasons.
I'm not going to say anything about the Cowboys until after next week, Sunday.
Okay, good. So you just called to welcome me back. Good. But thank you. How are you? And how's the family?
Good to hear your voice, my brother.
Good. And good to hear yours. I'm good.
Now,
I'm wonderful.
Pearly did a wonderful job, but there's none like the Naughty One.
I appreciate that, brother. There was Earl Morrill and there was Bob Grishy. Both figure it out.
Absolutely. All right? Now, I will deal with you on the Cowboys after Sunday.
Beautiful. I like that. Have a great Christmas. And all that good stuff.
I can't defend nobody else with my own team. So I want to watch my team beat you.
Okay, good. And then after your team loses to my team, we still have the same energy that you calling me in.
I wouldn't call back for three shows.
No. It can't go like that. With the same energy, if you are lose, you need to call and touch your things. Like you can call in and give me my teams if we lose.
No. I will not call in if we lose.
Well, I see this girl like a certain bet now. Anyway, I appreciate you. Have a great Christmas, and I'll hear from you on Monday, okay? Or Tuesday, whenever we'll be back.
Too,
all right, be safe. Be blessed. Pearly, you done prepped him. You done let him know that if you go this way, he can go that way. I anticipate it being a good game. I mean, an excellent game. Because there's a lot.
Actually, I think that will be a very good game. I think the Miami's new strength of Mostert. I can never pronounce his name right.
Mostert,
exactly.
And a chain.
I think the fact that he's coming on as a running back this year. I think he got close to 1,000 yards now. That's going to be a challenge for the Cowboys. It's going to be a big challenge.
That's going to be a big challenge for the Cowboys for sure. But I think what's going to be a challenge for y'all is your linebacking call with Ferguson and CD over the middle with those underneath routes. And the good thing that I welcome, I really hope Jalen Ramsey covers, like follows CeeDee Lamb, because let's be honest, CeeDee got a little penchant of beating Jalen in his career. So I'm happy with that matchup. The one that really concerns me is Xavier Howard on anybody else who's on the other side of the field. They got to win that battle. If they don't win that battle, it could be a problem.
Well, Xavier isn't 100%. You know, we don't even know if he's going to be back for that game.
But still, though, if he is there, that is at that cornerback position that you can't take lightly at all.
Yeah, I like our matchup in the back end with the safety is coming over the top too.
But the key is what you're missing out is and what you're losing out is Chubb has now found his way in Miami, and Chubb is the Chubb that I expected to see.
I got to see more from Chubb.
I think he's going to be a hard
Chubb.
Yeah. I'm a Dolphins fan, but I got to see more from Chubb. I can't just go on one game.
And Chubb is still susceptible to the screen. I'll be honest with you.
Don't worry about the mistake he made by throwing his helmet down was a boner, but he did play a good game, and he had an awesome game Sunday going.
He did. That was the best game. That was his best game in a Dolphin uniform. I hope to see more of it, but I got to see more and to be fully on the Chubb bandwagon right now. You know, we need to get Baker back. Baker is the key to our defense on the inside.
And let me ask you a question. Don't y'all play the Baltimore Ravens sometimes, then?
We do, right off the air.
Listen, that might be a tough gauntlet there, you know. That might be a two-game streak for y'all. I mean, honestly, it's a 50-50.
Two-game winning streak?
We'd be an optimistic idea, man.
It could either be a two-game. Pearly, I'm being fair and objective. It could either be a
he's one of the two. That's how we're looking at it.
Well, I feel sorry for Baltimore. I don't know why,
but I feel Miami around the table.
Boy, that's going to be tough, Billy. I'm a Dolphin fan, but that's going to be tough.
It's going to be tough. It's going to be tough, and I know that. It's going to be a really tough thing, but I don't know why, but I have a gut feeling that's going to happen.
One game I think we could win for sure is the season finale against Buffalo. I think we got that.
No. Hold on.
Stop. We can split the next two and win the season finale.
Let me break this down for y'all. Now, I don't know. And Pearly, you know, I tied this in earlier in the year when we had a nice conversation about this. And I said, watch the NFL. The NFL is registered on, as a sports entertainment company like the WWE. So if they want to script some stuff, they can get away with it. If you can't see over the last 5 weeks the all-in by certain members of white American media, i.e. Mike Greenberg, who is all over Josh Allen to the point where he wants to get emotional and almost cry that he's not getting a fair shake. If y'all can't see that they painting a big-time push for the Buffalo Bills, and guess what, your boy Chris Berman, this is not eerily familiar, all those Buffalo Bills teams that went to four straight AFC Championship games, and midway through every season, they were counting them out, and what would Berman say? Circle the wagons. The Bills have circled the wagons. And guess what? He said it the other night. Didn't say it all season long. Drops the circle the wagons, and guess what? Here come the Buffalo Bills. Yeah. Watch out
that's
for
the last
Buffalo
time
Bills.
The Bills sweep us in the season, though.
But do you see what it's setting up for a great end-of-season matchup?
I see it.
And not only just with the package on the field, you got to look at Vegas. Now ESPN has a whole channel called ESPN Bet, and it teaches you how to bet on sports games all day long. You don't see the correlation there?
Yeah, we match well against Buffalo, though. I like our chances.
It's going to be a great game, but trust me when I tell you, Don't think the league don't have an eye on the Bills and their momentum.
I know they do. You know, them and Philly.
Certain teams in America that you look at, you make all the money come playoff times. And Buffalo is one of them cities. They don't have nothing else going on outside of the Bills.
That stadium is always sold out.
Always
sold out.
Okay, then. You
know, never empty seats.
So you got to look at all of those things that kind of add up to it. And I'm saying it'll be a great game, but don't sleep on the agenda. The league and Philadelphia said it to another point,
yep,
too.
I agree.
They've been all in on Philly.
That's the difference between the NFL and the NBA, because the story isn't to see Buffalo win. The story would be to see a Miami win. The NBA can graft it that the story is more important than the game.
Now, let me ask you this on the NBA.
Let's hope so, Billy. Let's hope so.
I had a very interesting conversation the other day, and I want both of you all to be here, because the minute I start this, they're going to say, oh, naughty picking on LeBron and naughty picking on LeBron sexuals. But there was a very interesting article I read. Purdy, did anybody ever step back and see who the Lakers actually played in that in-season tournament?
Man, I said from
the bottom four teams in the West.
From they came out the group stage undefeated. I see, man, this setting up for the Lakers to win this in-season tournament. It just feels like it's setting up that way. I can see it happening.
In all fairness, I'm a Laker, but I can be honest with you, we didn't play nobody.
And my philosophy was...
We played Phoenix, and Phoenix is one of the favorites.
Pearly,
yeah, but let's look at it now. LeBron
and poor Bradley Beal got injured again. He can't stay healthy this year.
LeBron has won just about every award in his career. The only award that he didn't have was his new in-season tournament and the MVP of that. They were setting it up for him to win. That's how it felt like. It just felt like that.
They want him to have that hardware too, because instantly the Bronze Sexuals jumped up and tried to equate that as an NBA championship. And I'm like,
no,
I don't care what kind of banner you hang.
You're hanging a banner over that.
They talking about hanging banner.
Yeah.
We're in the players' locker room over the toilet, because I mean, let's be real, they don't put that up in the arena.
They're putting them up in the arena. See, I understand what you're saying, but they're trying to take that in-season tournament to like how the Premier Soccer Leagues are and how they have the UEFA tournaments and all that in-season tournaments. They're basically trying to take it to that level. So you got to put some credence or some credibility on it. You got to put some value on it by hanging up the banner and everything, because that brings authenticity to it.
Yeah, yeah. But what you do, you're bringing down the value of the actual NBA championship banners. You know, you can't hang it up in the same place where you're hanging the NBA championship banners. You're bringing down the significance of those championship banners, the 17 championship banners that you already won.
Hang it on the next side. You got other places in the arena you can hang it.
Well, there's only so much space.
Much space you can hang that up in there, man. And we don't need to hang that up.
There's space in the arena.
You think the Celtics would hang up an season tournament banner?
Right,
we want?
No.
You think the Celtics would have done that? Let's be real now.
Everybody would have done that because
that's going to be probably a prerequisite from the league. They're trying to build that up to be a significant event. So I'm not disputing that credibility to it. That's all about.
But to me, it's just like a one game championship.
Yeah.
Anybody can get fortunate in a one game championship.
Yes.
You know, why would you hang that banner up and bring down the value?
You didn't even have a three game series.
The tournaments in Europe that are very successful, particularly in the soccer leagues, And they have the champions.
That's a completely different sport.
And that's the leagues and all that play. They won games in elimination.
That's a completely different sport.
There again, that's Adam Silver.
They're popular and they end season tournaments.
But wait a minute, Pretty. That is, again, Adam Silver continuing the legacy of David Stern, who so wanted a Euro product that he robbed Kobe Bryant of 2 MVPs in the process.
You could have one 90-minute match in soccer, and after that game is completed, there's hardly any dispute that whoever won that game is the better team. You could have a 60-minute game in basketball where it doesn't necessarily have to be the better team that won. They could just have the better day, the better shooting day. You see them? So it's a different sport, different dynamics. You get to look at all that stuff.
Yeah, the NCAA is one and done. What you mean, man? And that's the most exciting tournament in the world.
But I'm not disputing that. But it's not necessarily the best team that wins NCAA, you know.
Not really. How many times you seen a Cinderella win?
You know?
And the UEFA tournament, not necessarily the best team, don't necessarily win it either.
Yeah, but it's more of a chance. It's more of the better team would win in soccer.
I wouldn't keep in the sport of basketball like that, but I understand your point.
No, because in basketball, you just need a hot night. You know, look at the guy from Sacramento the night. He going 12 from 14 from 3-point range.
And I can argue the same way in baseball. Like that. Like my Dodgers getting beaten in the playoffs. I can argue that you only need a hot night or two.
All right, couple of things, because I got a couple of texts coming through, and I'm glad I got the two of you all here. This is a very good question that came up. Is the Tomlin era in Pittsburgh over?
I don't think so. This could be his first losing season. He hasn't had a losing season yet. This would probably be his first one. Why would you want to get rid of him after having one losing season?
I don't think it's the end of his career in Pittsburgh, but I do think now he has to make some tough decisions and come out of his coaching tree and his homeboy network and hire a proper offensive coordinator and promote a proper defensive coordinator from within, even if he wants to put his hands on the defense, do it indirectly through the coordinator, bring in a hotshot offensive coordinator, and let him do his thing.
Their issue is not defense. They have a solid, very solid defense. I think the problem is they didn't rebuild on both sides of the field together, and they held on the bend too long. So now they
should have had
their offense is a year or two behind the defense. But I think next year they'll be if they actually need a quarterback, and I think they'll be fine.
Yeah, they should have drafted a young quarterback from Ben was in his latter years, right?
Boy, this is a
place you aren't picking a quarterback. But right now the Steelers have a lot of problems, right? The defense is good, but if so, right, they just benefit off big plays.
Yeah,
right.
And on Jay on Watts.
Exactly, you know, but they need a lot of work. Offensively, they need to rebuild the offensive line. They need a quarterback.
I agree.
But I don't need to get rid of Tomlin as the answer.
I agree.
You know, and you can't. And the strange part about it is you can't really put all the blame on Matt Canada because the offense looked like it's doing even worse since he got fired.
It looks so. Yeah, since I think somebody pointed that out.
You know, so it just goes to say, was it really Matt Canada's fault?
But the argument could be is we haven't found our proper offensive coordinator yet, so it doesn't mean that it won't be better.
Yeah, they have a long way to go. You know, we were in that same situation, you know, Pretty. So, you know, you see, look where we is now, top offense in the league. So, you know,
yeah,
it's possible. Yeah, but
all right, this another one right here, boy, that's come through, and I got to ask you all this because this is kind of interesting. Two prong question here. Somebody just sent this in and it kind of hit home. Naughty, the Cowboys are a very good team, but it's still the same problem. This is the same issue Dallas had from 2 years ago when the Rams had two running backs run for over 100 yards against them, and it's the truth. You forget that playoff game against the Rams a couple years ago. They ran the football at will. No name dudes running for 100 yards. The biggest thing is, I think, with that is Quinn needs to make adjustments. If these are the things that they're looking back, like you said earlier, Pearly, looking at his defenses from in Atlanta, looking at his defense from Seattle before, where you could attack them, which was the run. Obviously, he's sticking with what he does, and in-game decisions may be a problem for him, too.
Okay.
He's putting more emphasis on speed.
Right.
Rather than size.
And I'll be honest with you. Dallas, when we won Super Bowls, had speed defenses, but we played majority of our games in Texas Stadium. We had enough. We had the home field advantage.
Yeah.
Speed defenses don't work on the road in the winter. You need thuggery on your defense in the winter. You need a couple of big hog mollies, a couple of big bull daddies, a couple of big, you know, like dudes who don't care. It's minus 5 degrees. They playing in T-shirt and ready to go.
That's been our issue for the last 2 years in Buffalo. So you preaching to the choir with us.
So I'll be honest with you. You know, as far as the tackle goes, Dallas needs to focus on a defensive tackle in the draft. Mm-hmm. I would say Taylor III from UM, who's a great prospect, or the kid from Florida State, the defensive tackle, Brandon Fisk.
Yeah.
Who's a monster.
Got to look at the system, too.
Georgia.
Oh, I'll play a 3-4, right? You'll play a 3-4 or 4-3?
3-4 hybrid.
Yeah. So I have to look at the system, make
adjustments. Or 4-3, depending on you know, personnel to do it.
Yeah.
Let's go to the phone line real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, what's going on, Noddy?
Hey, what's happening, 52?
Yeah, welcome back. Hey, Burley, what's popping? Nah, but it's really good watching what you're talking about the Steelers now. I know we, hey, Noddy, look at the Steelers getting switch over to Baltimore.
Boy, it looks so because I had some Texas hitting me today asking me what happened to the steel curtain. That looked like a shower curtain.
Yeah, but that's all right. No. You listen to me. But Pearly, I think it's Pearly who said last week he was afraid of Baltimore. He's saying he's more afraid of Baltimore than the 49ers. So Pearly, know why. So Pearly is clairvoyant, right? Now, I'd like to thank you. You can call the coach of the Dallas Cowboys. I like the exhibition you all put on. I was last week, eh? You all played, I glimpsed one of your games. And you want to mash up someone?
The Eagles.
Last week sometime. I don't know, Thursday night or whatever.
The Eagles.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I heard them. Man, I didn't like that game. So thanks for the exhibition. Boy, you don't get mad. But you know, we out of it, right? But to answer your questions, right? I ain't into who's the best team in the NFL right now. The Baltimore Ravens. I stick with the division, right? And also, I like to inform you and Pearly that the AFC Central is the toughest division in the league right now. No, dubious thoughts or not.
Good fair point about the division. It is a strong division.
Yeah, one of the
man, you see that. And guess what? Pearly, brace yourself for the Ravens, okay? Bless up.
Okay, all right.
And sound like 52 did some math and some calculations in the lab and said I could stay in the division and I could pull for Baltimore because my Steelers ain't going to get it done, which I have no problem with it at all because Baltimore is a good team and I get it. I'd stay in the division. I could root from somebody for the division.
I go wait to the playoffs and see because I tell you why. From the season start, the all the experts and we every week we looking at a different team. We think of in the Super Bowl. Last week you thought Dallas was the greatest team since sliced bread. This week you think it's the Ravens. Let's see what happens next week.
I'm not overly impressed with Baltimore. You know, I think they could be exploited on the back end, right?
I believe so too.
You mean a secondary might be the suspect?
Jacksonville just blew some chances. Last night, they missed two field goals because they had a turnover in the red zone.
Jacksonville's whole offensive line hurt.
Right, and they still blew some chances last night. That could have been a very more competitive game than it was if they didn't have the two missed field goals and the turnover in the red zone.
The stupid play they called at the end of the half.
Right, and if you look at the last game Miami played Baltimore, man, we had over 400 yards passing on them. Right, and it's basically the same secondary. You're not much change.
So we'll see how that all pans out. I can get a sign from Mr. Producer. So we got to get to the break because obviously we got Colin Cowherd taking us home today, Pearly, and a very interesting piece from Cowherd today. Cowherd is actually discussing the possibilities of Brock Purdy as the MVP. Period, bar none.
Now all of a sudden he's the man.
He's overwhelming favorite.
But somebody made a point.
No doubt.
How did he look without
McCaffrey, Trent Williams and Debo Samuel?
Debo, and he looked like crap without them.
Yeah, but look at his numbers, though, Billy. You gotta
with
give him,
them.
Gotta give
with
him
them.
No, I give him credit. He's a good system quarterback for the 49ers now, and he's evolving. I won't crown him as elite yet, but he's on his way to earning it. He's earning it. He's trying.
No, but that's my thing. If you don't give it to Purdy, who else do you give it to?
I would have said Doc up until yesterday, but I can't say that no more.
Pearly, who would you give it to? If you don't give it to Purdy, Pearly, who would you give it to?
Watch out for Josh Allen. Watch out for the push on Josh Allen.
Games will determine who would get it. But what after I saw what happened with Miami last week without Tyreek, I really think Tyreek should be at least mentioned if not MVP, Offensive Player of the Year. And I really think Tua is still in the money.
Man, look, I'm a huge Tyreek fan, but the only way Tyreek gets it is if he gets 2,000 yards.
Probably
if
so.
If he doesn't get 2,000 yards.
See what happens over the next. I think the MVP is still wide open over the next 3 weeks.
It's wide open. It is wide open.
Okay, because if you're trying to give that to Josh Allen, I don't understand the model.
I'm telling you,
For Josh Allen to win that, he have to have a flawless last three games. His numbers are not good.
And they're trying to lobby hard for him. But guess what? We got to do this more often, Sheldon. This was a good conversation,
yes,
so I look for you to pop in some more in the future, and especially in the new year, man. And in this week, too, since it's Christmas week and we're leading up to the Dolphin game. And Pearly, we're going to get to the break now because we got that final 15 today with Cowherd taking us home. And we'll be back at it to do you tomorrow, man. Appreciate both of you all, man.
Anytime, man.
Chiming in, and we'll do it again tomorrow, man. Be safe and enjoy your Monday night football. Enjoy your NBA. A couple of good games in the NBA tonight, too. So catch your sports on. And we'll talk about it tomorrow right here on Talking Heads. Be going.
All right, brother.
Take time. All right, bro.
Refined style with elegant taste. Then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? Then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste. Then fine threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
This holiday season, come into John's for all your footwear and fashion needs, where we have women, men, and children covered for work, church, play, or the party in your life. Jewelry, handbags, and of course, gift cards in any amount make a great gift for friends and family. And there is our small appliance section. Need a new outfit for the season? Check out our John's Fast Fashion Clothing Stores, our John's Care Care. Come in-store or shop online at johnsshoes.com for same-day delivery or free next-day delivery. Happy Holidays and Merry Christmas, Bahamas, from John's Shoes.
Cashmas is here at Percy's Island Game. 78 winners, $250,000 in cash and prizes, and a grand prize of $50,000 in cash. And there's more! 7-day Caribbean and Alaska cruises, 7-day trips to New York, Las Vegas, and London, TVs, iPads, cell phones, and 3 brand new 2023 Toyotas. Enter to win each time you deposit $20 on your verified account at the only place with the cash, the cruises, the toys, the trips, and the cars this Cashmas, and that's Percy's Island Game.
Holiday lattes at Dunkin' are wrapped in cheer. Our peppermint mocha latte features a blend of mocha and peppermint, topped with whipped cream, mocha drizzle, and a dusting of hot chocolate powder. The toasted white chocolate latte with notes of white chocolate is topped with whipped cream, caramel drizzle, and cinnamon sugar. And the toffee nut latte combines the flavors of buttery toffee and toasted nut flavors, topped with whipped cream and caramel drizzle. The holidays run on Dunkin'.
When faced with an illness like cancer, together, and we at Cleveland Clinic in Florida have your back. From advanced cancer treatments to extra safety measures at all of our locations, we're with you on this journey. For every infusion and follow-up, for every step of the way, for every care in the world, Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. To learn more or connect with a local representative, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
Holiday lattes at Dunkin' are wrapped in cheer. Our peppermint mocha latte features a blend of mocha and peppermint, topped with whipped cream, mocha drizzle, and a dusting of hot chocolate powder. The toasted white chocolate latte with notes of white chocolate is topped with whipped cream, caramel drizzle, and cinnamon sugar. And the toffee nut latte combines the flavors of buttery toffee and toasted nut flavors, topped with whipped cream and caramel drizzle. The holidays run on Dunkin'.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Get ready to jingle all the way to Christmas with Fidelity's Festive Giveaway, with over $10,000 in cash and prizes up for grabs. Apply for a loan or open an ASUS savings account for a chance to win big. Visit any of our branches for more details. Terms and conditions apply.
Fidelity.
ask you a few questions. What's your name?
Pam.
Favorite food?
Steak.
Beer or wine?
Wine.
Is your money safe?
It's under my beds, I guess so.
Are you serious?
Yeah, why?
Unless your money is in a bank or credit union that's a member of the Deposit Insurance Corporation, there's no guarantee it's safe.
Yeah, but what if something happens to the bank?
Your Bahamian dollar deposits are insured up to $50,000, so you'd still be ahead. Plus, your mattress might catch fire. Then what?
Man, those banks and credit unions are looking good right about now.
Visit the DIC's website at www.dic.bs. Protection for your money, guaranteed with DIC.
Jingle all the way around the world with Shell this Christmas. Win $30,000 in prizes when you spend $20 in fuel at any Shell location now through January 5th. Enter now to win two round-trip tickets to the Miami Dolphins and Buffalo Bills game, or see the world with a $5,000 travel voucher. Weekly winners will be selected to win thousands of dollars in free fuel, grocery, and many more fabulous prizes. Fuel up and get your receipt for a chance to win with Shell now through January 5th, 2024.
Just like every Christmas, let KFC bring all your favorite family members together at the table with you, the essential one, the one bringing the chicken. Get that fried chicken holiday vibe with a juicy festive big box loaded with two pieces of your favorite fried chicken, four pieces of our real nuggets of 100% white meat, fries, a biscuit, corn, a delectable strawberry parfait, and a medium soda. Make your Christmas unique with the taste of KFC.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Well, San Francisco hammered another team 45-29 over Arizona. Brock Purdy threw for, you know, four touchdowns. That's what he does. And with Dak Prescott struggling, Purdy's going to get a lot of MVP talk. But I still contend that Christian McCaffrey is the Niners' MVP. Not Purdy, so I think it's hard to win the league MVP when you're not the most valuable player on your own team. Christian McCaffrey is the world's best running back. Brock Purdy's a good quarterback, maybe very good. Maybe I'm underselling him, but I see otherworldly talent here. The NFL's reluctance to give running backs the MVP award has now risen to comical. He's on pace to have 24 touchdowns and 2,200 yards on a team that is stacked. Kittle, Ayuk, Debo. They're stacked with weapons, and he could finish with a touchdown and a half a game and 2,200 yards. That's unbelievable. And this league is reluctant to feed running backs, to embrace running backs, to pay running backs. And yet San Francisco is 1988 football. They are old school. He's the typewriter reemerging. Feed him the ball. I think 20 years from now, it's going to look really silly if this Niner team was to win a Super Bowl, and you're going to be like, my God, Christian McCaffrey had 24 touchdowns in 2020, and they had Debo and Ayuk and Kittle and Hall of Famers. He didn't win the MVP. No, they give it to Brock Purdy. Where's he at? Well, they didn't want to pay him eventually 3 years later, so he's bouncing around the league. Like, at some point, are we ever going to embrace a running back? Like, if you're not going to embrace Christian McCaffrey, and I've said all this nonsense about running backs not getting paid, yeah, they do. Yeah, they do. They just don't get paid as much. They don't get paid second, third, and fourth contracts. But if you're not going to embrace Christian McCaffrey, if you're not going to consider him for MVP, then just, I mean, make up new guidelines. Because what you're seeing, I think he's the most talented running back ever. Now, I think Barry Sanders could run like nothing I've ever seen, and Walter Payton's up there too. But in terms of blocking and catching and making people miss and running past them and running and power and finesse, it's as good as anything I've ever seen. And he's the best player on the team, on a team with a Bosa and a Kittle and a Debo. He's the best player on the team. 24 touchdowns on pace, 2,200 yards. In this era is insane. It makes no sense. And if you're going to be historically amazing, then you should be the recipient of honors and awards. That's why we have these honors and awards. They go into books. They go into museums. And they go into Hall of Fames. And you take your kids and you're like, oh, yeah, it was one of the great years of all time. Not because a quarterback handed him the ball and threw him swing passes. And I like Purdy. This is not an anti-Purdy. It's a pro-CMC. It's a pro-Christian McCaffrey. It's the best player on the planet at his position, having the best year. It's a top 10 year all time. And running backs don't have top 10 years anymore. Like, that's over. That's the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, early 2000s. That's not what they do. So to do this now on a roster that is stacked, it's just insane to me. Even Brock Purdy's acknowledging that's the dude.
just his grit to continue to drive his legs and get extra yards and inches, like, and then goes off to the sideline and he's immediately, you know, using Theraguns and moving his body, just nonstop moving. And so, but we all respect it, man. Like, he's the guy that does it all. And then we put him out in the slot and throw him a ball, and he just does everything. I think Christian should be MVP. I really do believe that. You know, he does everything for us, runs the ball well, can catch the ball. He does everything. And so, in my eyes, that's an MVP.
If not now, when for a running back? J-Mac with the news.
No.
Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
Somehow I knew that was coming. Brock Purdy has another magnificent game, and Cowherd quadrupling down with Christian McCaffrey as the MVP. Listen, I like it. It's a strong case. Not accurate. It's not right, but I dig it. Let's get started with the Sunday Night Football game. How about that? Baltimore with a statement win over reeling Jacksonville and the underwhelming Trevor Lawrence, 23-7.
Number one seed now in the AFC, the better conference.
Yeah. Listen, Lamar Jackson, 268 total yards, touchdown. Did have an interception that was pretty gross. I
love this
team. For whatever reason, I thought this game was a lot more about Jacksonville and their ineptitude.
They made so many mistakes.
Self-inflicted wounds, like, first of all.
But yeah, you know what? Somebody creates those, though, like the missed field goals, the fumble. I mean, I think Baltimore puts a lot of pressure on you. Like, why does everybody play so poorly against Baltimore, Seattle, and Detroit, Jacksonville? Good teams play poorly. Why does everybody play so poorly against San Francisco? Because they ratchet up the heat and the intensity. You know, part of Dallas looking awful last night is Buffalo. It didn't look like that against, you know, they don't look like that week after week against other teams. So it's like, to me, Baltimore ratchets up the heat, the intensity, the pass rush, the hitting's harder, and you fall behind him, and then it's Lamar, and you can't stop him. They get first downs, you get desperate. So I think Buffalo and Baltimore created the messes for those teams.
Maybe it's like a Wednesday topic, but this Trevor Lawrence situation is troubling. I know you love him. Other folks at this network love him. Trevor Lawrence last night running in the red zone and just loses the football. Like, there's no rain. I don't know what happened there. Then he had another fumble, Colin, in plus territory. I don't know what's going on with Trevor Lawrence. I know he was a generational talent. We loved him coming out. Sometimes it takes a while for these things to bake. Like, it's year three. I haven't seen the greatness.
They did win a playoff game last year.
They did win a playoff game last year. You look at the stats this year, he's middle of the pack across the board. I'm not saying he's a 15th quarterback in the league, but he was bad, and it's not just this Ravens game. Like, he hasn't delivered at all. I'm not selling my Lawrence stock, but I think at some point, I saw one of these pundits, these draft guys, say, well, Jaguars got to go out and get him more help. They actually said Trevor Lawrence needs skill position help. Colin, they got Ridley. They spent a lot of money on Kirk. Evan Ingram's a good tight end. Travis Etienne's a first-round pick.
Oh, yeah, they got players.
They got Zay Jones. Like, they got weapons.
Yeah, that's not the issue.
At some point, I know you don't want to knock your guy, but admit it, Trevor Lawrence is playing – like doo-doo, but he's down there.
Yeah, no, he hasn't had a good year. He's been inconsistent. A lot of things to blame for it, but he's a big part of it. Absolutely.
Yeah. Let's go to a positive quarterback, Colin. Baker Mayfield.
Holy boy, I do not like Green Bay's defense. I know Baker played well, and I'll give him credit.
Yeah.
I would sign him to another year. You know what? He's the best quarterback in that division, and the best quarterback's winning virtually every division.
If you're only signing him to another year, someone else is signing him to more than that, because he has looked this season, Colin.
Well, he's been inconsistent, but on his good days, he's been very good.
For instance, one stat I saw on air yard passes of 10 or more this season, he was like 41% this season.
Yeah.
Yesterday, 10 of 11 for 200 yards and two touchdowns.
No, he's been inconsistent, and that's the knock on Baker. He's inconsistent. But I will say this, he's the best quarterback in that division. After watching Derek Carr, and I would defend Derek Carr for years, Baker's better, throws a better ball, plays with more chutzpah, is willing to throw the ball down the field, and Baker deserves all the credit. I would sign him for another year. And the problem for Tampa, not a bad problem, but they have a good roster. They're going to make the playoffs potentially, and so they're going to be way too deep to get a quarterback. Now, they have the pieces to trade. They got some really nice players, but this team, here's the downside. I think you just sign Baker. I think you roll with Baker. You draft a quarterback second round, maybe late first. They don't have a ton of needs. I mean, they have a good football team. But I think Baker in this division.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.